Hello, hello, Mel here of MelissaRosenstock.com. All right, so we're a little more than 3 weeks into the new year, into 2020, and I'm curious, did you set any resolutions or intentions or goals for 2020? And how are you feeling about those goals or intentions that you've set for yourself? Do you feel like you're on track, or have you already fallen off? And then the real question is, if you've fallen off or you don't feel like you're on track, are you beating yourself up because of it? Because I will tell you this, I see it all of the time. You claim that it's going to be a different year, a fresh start. This is going to be the year that you finally lose the weight, eat healthier, exercise more, quit sugar, start journaling, meditating daily, whatever it is. You set these lofty, maybe they're not even lofty, you just set these goals for yourself, and somewhere along the way, you fall off. So I'm not here to judge you, but I just want to give you instead a quick accountability check, because how often do things stay the same even though you vow it will be different this time around? And I'm not immune to this either. Like, this happens to me. And so it's really important to check in with where you're at and to reassess. Maybe the goals you've set aren't really the ones that are working for you. Maybe these aren't the goals you need to be working towards. But I can tell you, one thing I know for certain, there's no amount of beating yourself up for not doing something that's going to make you do it. You cannot shame yourself into action, nor should you. Maybe you could consider trading the shaming, hating, and beating yourself up for kindness, acceptance, and giving yourself grace, because I'm going to guess that you haven't tried that approach before. And maybe that makes you wonder what could happen if you actually made the trade. And the next thing is, why do you want what you want? Why do you want these goals? So instead of seeking a number on the scale or six-pack chiseled abs or that outside validation, those are things that are really difficult to go after. So instead, and I'm not necessarily talking about a number on the scale or six-pack abs. It's not that they're out of reach, but instead go after a feeling of what that thing that you want is going to give to you. How will it feel when you're able to walk up 3 flights of stairs, taking all of your groceries with you without being out of breath and instead feeling super strong? Or how will it feel when you cross the finish line at your first 5K race? And how will it feel when you look in the mirror and you love the image staring back at you? When you go for the feeling, it will make all of the difference. And the other thing, you have to believe in your ability that you're allowed to feel good. And you can. And I'm here to tell you, once you allow yourself that idea that you can feel good, it's going to shift things for you. So when you're going after your goals, really go after the feeling of what achieving your goals will give to you. And you have a choice. You can do the same old, or you can do it differently. And when you do it differently, do it from a place of acceptance, kindness, and grace. And so that's my challenge to you. What's it going to be? Same old, or something different? And if you're looking for help on doing this, I'm here for you. You don't have to do this alone. So schedule your complimentary discovery call to see if I'm the right fit to be your guide on the side to get it done. All right. That was just a check-in on how things are going so far in 2020. I hope your year is off to a great start, and I will catch you soon. Bye.